Don't get me wrong. The charities are for good causes, but still. Partly the only reason they want me there is to find a Luna and have their grandchildren. Sighing, I decide it's best not to argue with her. I'll just get through this function and they'll go home, and I won't have to see them again until the next charity event. What do you need?
Start setting up the buffet table in the dining room. Use the long tables, please.
I nod and head out of the kitchen to the dining room. I start by moving the dining table out of the way so I can set up a long table for all the samplers Mom is cooking. It's such a pain to be doing this stuff, but I guess at the end of the day, I do still love my parents, even if they do get on my nerves. My phone rings, pulling me from my thoughts. I pull it out of my pocket and a relieved smile crosses my face as I answer it.
Please tell me you're calling to save me.
Sorry, Luke. The man on the other end chuckles. Are you at least going to come and help me? I growl. I have things to do, he says.
Jared, I'm begging you.
Fine. He hangs up. A grin spreads across my face just as Yasha comes into the dining room. Lucas, did you find a date? He inquires. The grin vanishes immediately. No. Jared's coming to help set up. He visibly shivers. Dad, I growl.
I'm not fond of your beta.
My choice.
Did it have to be?
He begins, lowering his voice.
Someone gay?
And this is why I haven't told him or anyone about my preferences either. When Dad had been alpha, he kicked out anyone who was gay, leaving them packless and forcing them into another state of being. Rogues. The lucky ones kept their preferences to themselves until I took over. I've tried to find the ones that were kicked out to bring them back, but I haven't had much luck. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if they've completely lost touch with humanity. That's what becoming a rogue does. You become the animal. Yasha knew this, but he didn't care. He's been on me ever since Jared came out a year after I asked him to be my beta. His family was originally the Omegas of our pack, but Jared had proven himself worthy, and I trust him fully. Except I haven't even told him my secret, and he's my best friend.
Dad, I growl. Wolves shouldn't be gay, he growls back.
He's my beta and my best friend. You've known him since he was a pup. He cringes. Yeah, my family isn't 100% innocent. About 2 years after I was born, Mom had an affair. Jared is the product of that affair, and as much as Yasha doesn't like it, Jared is my half-brother, and he is trustworthy. My parents have since reconciled that situation, but it took a lot of effort.
Don't remind me, he groans.
I only remind him because he keeps bringing up the gay thing. Anyway, don't you have things to do? I ask. He glares at me. Typical coming from him. I don't know why I'm his target today or what crawled up his ass. Then again, he's always been kind of cold towards me. The only reason he had to retire was because he'd been injured, and that makes a wolf weak. If he hadn't, someone else would have challenged him. Most likely me, but still. It's much more civil if the role is just passed.
Where's your mother?
Kitchen. He saunters off to the kitchen. I hear the front door open, and Jared joins me in the dining room.
You don't look happy.
State the obvious, I groan. I'll be glad when they leave.
You're always glad when they leave.
My dad brought up the gay beta thing again.
Oh?
He muses.
Did you shoot back the half-brother thing?
Oh, yeah. This was a reoccurring argument I've had with my dad on many occasions. It always ended with me pulling the half-brother card. Jared always took the insults with stride. He never let anything Yasha say upset him, which I appreciate because Yasha's a dick in that regard. Anyway, let's just get through tonight, I say.
What do you need from me?
Help me set up the long tables. An hour later, and everything is set up, which means I can escape and